Greetings and welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Houston Healthcare Initiative podcast. My name is Harold Nickel. What happens if someone does not have health insurance? The ramifications will affect the tax filings of people this year, but be different next year. But beyond the financial implications, there are others for patients and their loved ones. Here to help us learn what to do and why is Houston-based neurologist and the founder of the Houston Healthcare Initiative, Dr. Stephen Goldstein. And Dr. Goldstein, let's just kind of get one thing that is much discussed out of the way here at the start. There's no hospital or emergency room that can refuse to treat someone if they do not have insurance. Is that true?
Well, contrary to popular belief, healthcare providers are not required by law to provide medical services to individuals without insurance. Hospitals are legally bound to provide emergency services only. The Transamerica Center for Health Studies recently released a report revealing that 62% of Americans have been diagnosed with chronic health conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, being overweight or obese. This study also found only 41% of uninsured Americans can afford to pay for those routine health care expenses. With the Houston Healthcare Initiative Cooperative, we encourage a healthy lifestyle to help patients manage their chronic diseases like obesity, high blood pressure and diabetes, high cholesterol, plus negotiate better prices to keep costs down.
Yeah, that's a much better way to go about things and very practical to treat yourself preventatively. But beyond the practicality or the utility of having health insurance, what if I just don't want to buy it?
Well, actually, you're much better off not buying health insurance. The myth that you can't get health care without health insurance is just that, a myth. You can live a healthy lifestyle and pay cash for your care. We recommend an HSA to pay for routine care, in other words, a savings account, and a healthcare cooperative like the Houston Healthcare Cooperative to help pay larger hospital bills, provide information on best health practices, best prices, and provide a free doctor hotline to give medical advice.
Even for young, healthy people who think that they don't need health insurance, it's just never a good idea to go without some kind of coverage, or is it?
Well, individuals who are in good health commonly feel there's no need to pay for health insurance. However, this may be a delusion. An annual health screen will determine whether or not hypertension, diabetes, or obesity is present. Early treatment will prevent trouble down the road. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. In addition, an unexpected accident or illness like appendicitis subjects you to the very highest non-negotiated hospital prices. You're at a disadvantage trying to negotiate with the hospital after the fact. Hospital medical bills are a leading cause of bankruptcy. Better to prepare. A healthcare cooperative is an alternative to health insurance that is a much better deal health-wise as well as financially.
Well, that sounds like incredibly good counsel from you, Dr. Goldstein. But I still want to ask what's the downside of not having health insurance? What's the worst that could happen?
Well, if you're prepared by having a healthcare cooperative, there is no downside. If you do not prepare, experience shows you receive poorer quality care, experience worse healthcare outcomes. You will not just get sick or injured, but likely to be sicker and suffer more because of the lack of any preventive care. The health consequences of no preparation are very real.
Yeah, that sicker and more suffering, that sounds like a lousy deal. And just like always, Dr. Goldstein, I'm sure that everybody appreciates your counsel today. You know, healthcare is expensive, especially with insurance. However, those who have not prepared, as Dr. Goldstein allowed, will be at a disadvantage. The inability to seek treatment for health conditions, just the crushing weight of medical bills, are two really good reasons to prepare. there's a great option for people who are looking for health insurance at the Houston Healthcare Initiative Cooperative, where all of the benefits of preventative care and less expensive prices are available, and they're available right now. You can learn everything you need to know at their website, which is HoustonHealthcareInitiative.org. There is a ton of free information there and a telephone number you can call and make an appointment to start getting your health coverage needs sorted out. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about the Houston Healthcare Initiative podcast, and please come back for the next edition.